Simple Cyber Defense Podcast, weekly updates for January 12th, 2020. Welcome back to the Simple Cyber Defense Weekly Security Update. Today is January 11th, 2020, and this week we will discuss major security issues in three popular software programs: Firefox, TikTok, and Android. So let's begin. Let's first talk about Firefox. Mozilla, the makers of Firefox, learned that Quoho 360 Research found a serious security flaw that could let an attacker exploit this vulnerability to take control of an infected system. Mozilla posted on January 8th that they were aware of targeted attacks in the wild that were abusing this flaw. Mozilla isn't giving too much details about this flaw other than it's related to an error in the just-in-time JavaScript code compiler for Firefox. So what is just-in-time JavaScript code compiler? JavaScript basically is a set of instructions for a web browser to do a specific task. Since people and computers speak different languages, there has to be a translation stage. This can slow things down, and so just-in-time was created as a way to speed things up. Since web browsers do this in different ways, this is why the flaw only affects Firefox. So what can be done to protect yourself? Update your Firefox web browser to the latest version, which is 72.0.1 or ESR68.4.1. To check your version of Firefox, go to Help, About Firefox on Windows, or Firefox, About Firefox on a Mac. Many instances of Firefox update themselves automatically when you launch them. Now on to the popular video sharing app TikTok. Cybersecurity firm Checkpoint said it found security flaws that could allow hackers to take control of TikTok accounts and manipulate the content, upload and delete videos, and reveal personal information such as private email addresses. This flaw was possible by using a feature that allows users to send standard text messages to any phone number on behalf of TikTok. This allows the user to send text messages to themselves so that they can download the app. This useful feature could be abused by attackers to send fake messages to users that contained a malicious link. Once the user clicked on the link, the hacker could take control of the account. There was also a vulnerability in the TikTok's web domain which allowed attackers to insert a malicious code. This was used to retrieve personal information of users. So what can be done to protect yourself? Update to the latest version of the app. Checkpoint confirmed that the patch has fixed the flaw. Finally, there was a critical flaw in the Android Media Framework. This flaw is a remote code execution flaw that allows an attacker to remotely execute a code on your Android device. Ultimately, this could allow the attacker to install a malicious app on your Android device remotely without any interaction from you. So what can be done to protect yourself? Again, apply the Android January patch. However, this is where things get a little interesting because not everyone will get the patch right away, or even at all. High-end devices like Samsung and Google Pixel will be getting the patch now. Some budget devices like Motorola may take a few months to roll out the patch, and then there are some low-end devices that may not get the patch at all. To see if your Android device has the patch available, go to your Settings, Security, check for an update. If there is a patch, apply it right away. This concludes this week's security update. Like always, links to everything discussed are in the show notes. Don't panic and be on the lookout for the next episode.
If you like what was in this episode, please consider liking, subscribing, and sharing with others. For more information, to suggest a topic, or to donate, head over to simplecyberdefense.com.